Morning, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tazria, Tovshin Pei Dalet. We dedicate the learning today, Li'ilui Nishmas, from a parol bas Rav Avram God, whose yahrzeit is today on the 4th of Nisan, and Li'ilui Nishmas, Rav Eliezer, Rav Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporas Mishkovoi, Zahavaleya bas Rav Avram, Sibka Rivka bas, Rav Hillel, and all the others that need an Abiyas Neshama. We're continuing in Yoredeya Chelik Sheni, Hilchas Reishis Hagez, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey, which is based on Chapter 7 in the second half of Likud Imran. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'zeh b'finas bigdei kuhuna, shahoyo bohem tzemer, shehim mechaper mavoinos. We were speaking about the sharing, the first sharings of the wool that are giving to the Kohen. And we spoke about clothing, that clothing is like makifin, that high level of knowledge that a person hasn't yet attained. And we spoke about wool. Wool is called tsemer, and the whiteness of wool is used to represent the highest level of chesed and light on the part of Hashem. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, based on this, we'll understand why the garments that the Kohanim wore had wool in them, especially Sheheim Mechaperim Avoinos. And the Bigdei Kohuna, the Gemara tells us, help to forgive for the sins of the Jewish people. Ki Abigodim Shel HaKohen Heim Bechina Samakifin Amel. Because the clothing that the Kohen wears correspond to the Makifin that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter on the Likud Imran, that very high level knowledge. Sheheim ha-hepech me'avoinois, which are the opposite of sins, because the Gemara told us that sins are caused by ruach shtus, foolishness, silliness, which is the opposite of these makifim, this highest level knowledge. Veheim mechaprim kol ha-avoinois, and it's the knowledge and the connection to these makifim that help forgive for all sins. Ki iker kaporas kol ha'avoinois wal yedei hadas o elyon moed, because one of the most powerful detergents that helps eliminate and forgive all sins is a very high level of das, shehu hamakifin shel hatzadik hador, which are the makifin of the leading tzadik of the generation, shehu bechinas koyen, whom we learned earlier, is referred to as Kohen, Shehin Bechinas Arichus Yomim Vishonim. Those Makifin are referred to as very long life. Bechinas Olam Haba, like Olam Haba, which is referred to as above the concept of time. Yom Shekulay Oruch, a very, very long day. Shehu Bechinas Tshuva, which is associated with Olam Haba, is associated with Tshuva. Bechinas Yom Kippurim, Bechinas Keser. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. We behave as if we weren't human. We don't eat, we don't drink, we have no connection between husband and wife, all the different things. And Yom Kippur is also associated with Keser, the highest level light, which is needed to counter all the sins, and to be able to forgive and atone for all the sins. We say on Yom Kippur the pasuk Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol chatoiseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. On this day, Hashem will forgive all of our sins, will be purified before Hashem. The word titoru is bigematria keser, to show that the forgiveness for our sins on Yom Kippur is coming from that highest level light, the keser. Keser is a crown. A crown is circular. A crown surrounds the head, like the makifin. A crown is a makif. Sheshom nishaprin kol ha'avoinois. In that incredible high place, the Keser, the Makifin, there all sins are forgiven. And not only that, but all the sins can be converted into mitzvahs, kayodua, as is known. And this also explains what the Gemara tells us, that they would hang a strand of wool on Yom Kippur that was originally red, and if Hashem forgave the sins of Klal Yisrael, it would miraculously turn white. It would whiten the sins that the Jews committed throughout the year. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Yeshaya Novi, Im ya'adimu, if they will be red like a blood worm, they'll become white like wool. As the Gemara says in Yuma, towards the end, regarding tshuva me'ahava. Ki tzemer kvosim hu bechinas zokin dikdusha, because the white wool on the sheep corresponds to the white beard of an elderly person, which represents kindness, that very high level of kindness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says at the end of Daniel, the atik yoimen yos yesev. The Atik Yoimen means the ancient one, the holy ancient one, referring again to the Keser, the highest levels of Rachamim, sits Levushe Kitlag Chivor. His clothing is white like snow, Useir Roshe Ka'amar Noki, and the hair of his head, again, like pure wool. Linakos Yisrael Me'avonais, in order to purify the Jewish people from sin. Ki ikar kaporas kol ha'avonos v'alidei ha'makifin anal shein b'chinas semer. Because one of the most powerful things that helps forgive all of our sins is these makifin, this incredible high level knowledge and recognition of Hashem that's referred to as makifin, keser, atik, all of these terms, which are represented by the whiteness of the wool. Question in the chat that we've addressed previous times. Who is now considered to be the leading tzaddik of the generation that Rabbeinu Zal is referring to in that chapter on the Qumran? Is it still Rabbeinu Zal? Can it be that such a tzaddik is not alive physically? The answer is that there are different opinions in Breslov regarding this. There are those that believe that Rabbeinu Zal is the Tzaddik HaDor from his time until Moshiach, and there is no one else that carries that title. There are tzaddikim, but the tzaddik of the generation is Rabbeinu Zal. There are others in Breslov, other leaders in Breslov, who believe that Rabbeinu Zal is the umbrella, in a sense, on top. However, in addition, there is a physically living Tzaddik HaDor in every single generation who we believe is connected to Rabbeinu Zal, who is attached to Rabbeinu Zal. Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'zeh b'china shnei kvosim shel hatmidim shehoyu mechaprim kol ha'avonos. And this also explains the korban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, a korban tamid that was brought in the morning and in the afternoon, these two sheep, which were to forgive for all of our sins. These were communal korbanos. They represented the entire Klal Yisrael, and they were meant, the korban tamid in the morning was meant to forgive for any sins that had been committed during the night. And the korban tamid in the afternoon, late afternoon, was meant to forgive for any sins that were done throughout the day. Tamashe kosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there, ki ikar hakapora al yidei kvosin, because one of the major components of this forgiveness is sheep, shehim kavshi derachmona. The term keves in Hebrew means a sheep. The term kavshi in Aramaic means high-level secrets. The Gemara uses this terminology, Kavshi derachmona, the secrets of Hashem, the deepest secrets. Bechinas makifin, which are these makifin, shezel bechinas tsemer kvosin, which are represented by the wool of the sheep, bechinas kvosim lilvushecha, as the pasuk says, sheep for your garments. And again, the garments are the makifin. V'zehu shenismach bigdei kahuna lemitzvas shemen hamenorah. And now we'll also understand, we know that when different topics are written next to each other in the Torah, there's a concept of smuchin. The fact that these two things are written right next to each other means that there's a connection between them. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, the place in the Torah where it speaks about the garments of the Kohanim is written next to where it speaks about lighting the menorah with the special oil, the purest oil. As we find in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh in the Chumash. First, it speaks about lighting the menorah with the pure oil, and right afterwards about the garments of the Kohanim. Ki shemen ha-menorah zebechinas ha-makifen, because that pure oil that was used for the menorah represents the makifen, this very high-level seichel. Remember, the oil is what gives light, this pure light. Bechinas lahatzil konin mishemen, as the pasuk says, the face should glow from the oil. Shezel bechinas Chanukah, and this is also related to the holiday of Chanukah. Shezoichin al yidei yom ha-kippurim. In the chapter in Likutei Moharan that this halach is based on, Rabbeinu Zal discusses forgiveness of sins, he discusses Yom Kippur, and he discusses Chanukah. Rabbeinu Zal says there, to the degree that a person succeeds in having their sins forgiven on Yom Kippur, that's what's going to define what kind of Chanukah they're going to have. And Rabbeinu Zal there makes a major bridge between Yom Kippur and Chanukah. Chanukah is the first holiday that follows Yom Kippur. Sukkot is part of the package. In terms of different holidays, Chanukah comes afterwards. Shezoichin al yidei Yom HaKippurim, Kama Yishamavur Sham Ayin Sham. We're zoichet to Chanukah through the forgiveness of sins on Yom Kippur, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 7. V'zeo b'chinas bigdei kohuna shohyo behem tzemer, b'chinas levushnanal, and this is related to the clothing that the Kohanim wore, which were from wool, these garments, shehem nimshocha mehamakifenanal, which draw their holiness from the makifen, mebechina shemen hamenorah, from the oil of the menorah. V'yalkein heim shmoina yemei Chanukah, keneged shmoina bigdei kohen gadol. And this also explains the connection between the special eight garments that the kohen gadol wore, the four of the regular kohanim and four additional ones, and the 8 days of Chanukah. Sheikar kaporas vavoinois toloi boi, the main forgiveness of all of our sins is dependent on the kohen gadol. The Chol Avodes Yom Kippur toli boi, and all of the major services that were done in the Beis HaMikdash throughout Yom Kippur were dependent on the Kohen Gadol and his special garments. Ki Chanukah nasa al yidei Yom Kippur. Because over there in Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal shows how the Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, is generated from the Yom Kippur, dahainu al yidei kaporas avoinos, through the forgiveness for all of our sins. We know that our sins are what caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And having our sins forgiven is what gives us the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash, which is what Chanukah is all about. But Rabbeinu Zal shows it there much more clearly. Remember also the number 8 tells us right away that we're speaking about the Makifen. We're speaking about that higher level. 7 represents this world, the lower world. The number 8 means we're going into Olam Haba. We're going into Olam Haba, that Arichus Yomim Veshonim, that concept of the Makifen. Any questions, please? Now, in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal goes from the discussion about Yom Kippur and Chanukah and teaching children and students, all the things we've spoken about till now. Rabbeinu Zal goes into eating with kedusha, proper eating, and how during eating, that's a time when a person can connect to the highest level light called He'oras HaRotzon. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to show the connection to what we're learning here till now. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashoyim noyagim la'asoyis mishteh b'gzoyis hatzoyim. This will explain why we see in several places in the Torah that the custom was to make a special suda, a special meal, when they were shearing the wool of the sheep. Kama Shapirush Rashi Eitzel Novel. As Rashi HaKadosh points out in the Navi Shmuel HaNavi, where it tells the story of Novel, the very wealthy person whom Dovid HaMelech and his army had provided protection for and everything. And then when Dovid HaMelech asked him for some food, he laughed at him, he mocked him, made fun of him and his people. The Avshalom, and also Avshalom, the son of Dovid HaMelech, who staged a major rebellion against Dovid HaMelech. And as we saw earlier, in the Torah tells us that those events took place during the time when they were shearing the wool of the sheep. Ki gizas hatzoin hu bechinas hamshochas hamakifin. Because as we've been learning till now, the cutting of the wool of the sheep represents drawing this high-level light, these makifin, shehein bechinas hasogas ben v'talmid, which is that very high level of knowledge that the tzaddik, that the rabbi draws in order to be able to teach the son and the student. Shalidei zeh zoichin leheores harotzoin b'shasu achila. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likutei Moharan that by a person doing all of this, this will enable that person to receive this incredible high-level light called He'oras HaRotzayim during eating. B'sha'asu achila daika. Ki miklolius ben v'talmid, misham mekabel hamalchus haparnosa. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that by being able to bring together the son and the student, the higher-level people and the lower level people, and be able to teach each one of them what their level of recognition of Hashem, through that, when that's accomplished, then the Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, is able to receive its parnosa, its flow of light from all the levels above it. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in chapter 7 on the Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal has a major paragraphs on this. This explains why the Torah points out that when they were cutting the wool off the sheep, they made a special meal at that time. Because it's during eating that a person is able to receive this very high-level light called He'oras HaRotzayim, for which another word for it is makifin, these makifin, which is represented by the wool from the sheep. Now, we spoke earlier about silence, about knowing when to be quiet, that the knowledge, the things that a person is permitted to teach, permitted to speak about, that's referred to as dibur. That high-level knowledge, which is too high, which a rabbi is not permitted to share with his students, that's the place where he has to be silent. So now, Rav Nosson Zal says, with this, we'll understand what the pasuk says in Yeshayahu HaNavi, "Ukerochel lifnei goyzeseho ne'eloma," and like a sheep, before its wool has been removed, in silence. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Daika," note that term ne'eloma, "kirochel lifnei goyzeseho," a sheep when it has all that wool on it, right before the wool is shorn. That represents drawing these makifin, this super high-level knowledge that's compared to the whiteness of the wool. Bechinas, and as the Gemara tells us about the Torah Shebal Peh, that it's like a sheep before the wool has been shorn, meaning you can remove a whole layer of wool and then come back and remove another layer of wool a while later, and so on and so forth, like the Torah Shebal Peh, from which we're constantly shearing off halachos, new halachos. Vazai tzrichin lo se siog ledvarov. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that the rabbi who's teaching has to know to put a fence around his words. Bechinas siog lachochmo shtika. The fence around chochma is silence. And this is why the pasuk says over there was silent. Bechinas shtika hanam. shezoichen al yidei Hatzayim. And now we'll understand a whole other item, because Rabbeinu Zal writes there about this parnasa that the malchus is able to receive, that this could lead mamish to wealth. Rabbi Nosson says we know that sheep, the Gemara says, are specifically associated with wealth. Bechinas ashteroist tzaynecha, as the pasuk says, your sheep, and it uses the word ashteroist. V'dorsh Rabbi Senezal, and the Gemara says in Chulin, Shema ashrois es ba'alehin. Sheep make their owners rich, because the Gemara shows every part of the sheep can be sold, you can profit from. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moharan that again, a rabbi who's teaching students, who's emptying his brain into his students, this allows him to receive new makifin all the time. He's receiving new makifin. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there that through this process, this enables parnosa, this enables he'oras haratzon, and this actually enables wealth. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki ikro ho'ashirus v'ha'parnosa mekablen al yidei ha'makifin anal. The main flow of wealth and parnosa is brought to us through these makifin, shehem bechinas tsemer kvosin, which are compared to the wool of the sheep, Shemisho mekabeles hamalchus haparnosa, and it's from there that the malchus receives its parnosa from these makifim. Once again, the chapter on the Likutei Moharan that Rav Nosson Zal is referring to is a long chapter with a lot of important information and details. And in order to really have all of this very clear, you need to be familiar with the chapter on Likutei Moharan. If not, Rav Nosson Zal is showing you the connections. He's making the connections. You want to see what, how exactly does it connect? Take a look over there on Likutei Moharan. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into an incredible, important topic about Moshiach. Paragraph Zayin, v'zeh bechinas vayugad l'somor le'mor. Hinei chomich oile timnoso logoi sinai. The Torah tells us that after the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik into slavery to Egypt, then Yehuda left the brothers and he went on his own. And then it says that he had children, he married a woman, he had children, two children, and both of them committed a terrible, terrible sin. His son Er and Oinon, they married this woman, Tamar, and she was exceptionally beautiful. And in order not to mar her beauty, the first husband didn't want her to become pregnant. And because of that, he was mashchis his zera, Rachmona Litzlan. And Hashem killed him. That the pasuk says, Vayehi Er ra be'enei Hashem. Er was evil in the eyes of Hashem. Er is the same letters as the word Ra. And then Oinon ended up performing Yibum, and he did the same, he committed the same sin, and he too died. And now there were no brothers at the time, really. At Shelah, the third brother, I don't know if he had been born, I don't remember if he had been born yet, he was very young. And it's and Tamar now was alone. She had lost both of these husbands. And the pasuk says that it was told to Tamar that her father-in-law Yehuda was coming to the city of Timnah to do the shearing of his wool, the wool of his sheep. Logoi sinai daika. Rav Nosson says, look how the Torah makes a point of telling us that this is the event that was taking place. Yehuda v'Tamar hayutzrichen l'sakein nishmas er v'oinon. Because the Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah reveal that Yehuda and Tamar, by them joining together, they had to correct the terrible sin of Er and Oinon, shehayu mashchisim darkon, who were destroying their seed, Rachmona Litzlan, shezehu he'ovoin hagodol batorah, which is the worst, greatest sin in the entire Torah. The who klal kol ha'avonos. That includes in it all the sins of the Torah put together. It's brought that the word bris, The word bris is bigamatria 612, plus the koila for the word itself, it's 613. A person who desecrates the bris, chas v'shalom, especially in this manner, wasting seed intentionally, that's considered violating the entire Torah, chas v'shalom. Ki ikar kol ho'avoinoi sin pigama bris. Because the worst of all sins is pigama bris, k'moy she'isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ikra de Yitzra Bisha al Arayin. The main focus of the Yetzer Hara is to get us to commit sins in this area, Arayos. We mentioned that the name of the angel, the name of the Yetzer Hara is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which is Bigematria 131, which is Bigematria, the word Niyuf, Nun Aleph Pei, is 131, showing that this is his main mission. Ve'ikar HaTikun, and the main way that we can rectify this worst of all sins is through the shearing of the wool of the sheep, meaning by being able to draw this highest level light that's called makifin. That highest level light has the ability to atone for all sins. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says again, im ya'adimu katoila, if they will be red like a worm, katsemeryu, they'll be whitened like wool. V'alkein oz daika kisho'olo Yehuda logo sinai, and it's therefore at that time when Yehuda was going up to shear the wool of his sheep, Sibeiv Hashem Yisborach sheyistaken al yedei zeh. That's when Hashem orchestrated the whole circumstances where Yehuda should meet Tamar and they should be together, which resulted in the birth eventually of Mashiach. Ye'er vo'inon hoyu mashchisim darkom al ha'aretz. Because the Torah tells us that Er and Oinon would spill their seed outside. They refuse to bring children into the world, in order to leave behind something that would remain in the world after they left. This is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in the beginning of that chapter in the Kudimran, that every single person has to want to leave behind a child and a student. Shetzrichen lahashir achrav, which people need to leave behind them in the world after they leave the world, kedei sheyishor daito boilam hazeh, so that the person's das remains in the world gam achar misosoi, even after the person passes away. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says, asher ein chalifoi slomoi, a person did not leave behind a replacement for themselves. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the word chalifois makes up the roshei tevois of a pasuk. The pasuk is pi yedaber chachmois vehegois libi tevunois. My mouth speaks chachma, and the thoughts of my heart are tevuna, referring to the knowledge, the wisdom that a parent is supposed to shine into a child and a rabbi into a student, that the knowledge of Torah, the knowledge of recognition of Hashem. V'hein pogmo bazeh, and Er and Oinon refuse to do this. They refuse to bring children into the world. Nimtza shepogmo ba'dasanal, meaning they were poigim in this das, bebchinas ben v'talmid. They refuse to do this, to have children and students. And that's why the Torah says, when was there tikkun? When Yehuda was going to shear the wool off the sheep, which means that Yehuda was entering into this place called Makifen. And that's when, from this association between Yehuda and Tamar, was born these twins, Peretz and Zorach, Shemehein Yetze Moshiach ben Dovid. Because the real revelation of these makif and of this highest level wisdom will only be when Moshiach will come. שיבואי במהרה בימינו, whom we hope will come very soon, שעוז ידעו הכל כי השם הוא אליקים. That's when everybody will recognize that Hashem is the king. Ve'ein shum tachlis bo'olam, ki im la'aseik b'avodas yisborach. And there's no really important goal in life other than to serve Hashem. Veloshu b'tshuva, and to do real tshuva, ulevakesh mechila al v'noisav, and to beg Hashem for forgiveness for all of our sins. Ki Moshiach nikro al shem shenimshach b'shemen ha'mishcha, because the title Moshiach is based on the fact that he will be anointed with that special holy oil, shehu b'chinas shemen mishchas kodesh, which is called this shemen mishchas kodesh, shehu b'chinas hadas, which is what the Torah says represents high level knowledge and wisdom, b'chinas shemen shel Chanukah, like the oil of Chanukah. We mentioned this in the past. Today is Friday. Friday is a special day leading into Shabbos. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichrono Livracha taught us that the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that Shemen represents Das. Shemen is the oil with which the candle burns. The candle is the brain. The Shemen is the special oil that fuels it. So Shemen represents this high-level Seichel, and at the same time, Shemen represents Tikkun HaBris. The Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran says that to the degree that a person keeps Tikkun HaBris, they don't waste the liquids of the body, the oils of the body. That's what he refers to it, the oils of the body. Those oils are what fuel the brain and give the person the ability to achieve chachma and wisdom and makifin, etc., etc. A person who is poigem and bris, which means they waste the seed, they waste those liquids, rachmona litzlan, that causes, that's pegama bris, and that weakens the brain of the person. So it's brought that the word shemen in atbash is the letters beis yud tes, beis yud tes, which is one of the names of Hashem. And there's a pasuk, bizroyoy yekabetz tloim, with his arm he will gather in the sheep. And the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that pasuk, bizroyoy means his arm, and bizera also means seed, the connection to the seed, that this name of Hashem is associated with this concept of Tikkun HaBris and Shmiras HaBris. There's a special tefillah, I've mentioned this in the past, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the Chazan is doing the repetition of the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, and one of the paragraphs in there is, Umipnei chato'enu golino me'atzenu, that because of our sins, we were exiled from our country and we lost the Beis HaMikdash. That whole paragraph is about that. So in many machzorim, underneath that, they have a tefillah, a special tefillah, which the Chido Zal found it. He says he didn't create this tefillah. It's a tefillah that was written by much earlier tzaddikim. The Chido Zal corrected it, like he arranged it. He made certain corrections to it. And in that tefillah, it makes mention of this name, that while the Chazan is saying the words, it's that whole paragraph, those that are aware of this recite that paragraph that's underneath in the Masoiran. At the same time, speaking about Tikkun HaBris, the realization that the most powerful sin that caused all of this destruction was Pegam HaBris, and there it mentions this name of Hashem, this pasuk Bizroya Yekabet Sloim, and it also mentions the pasuk Chel Bola Vayekienu, which refers to the Satan, the Sitrach, or the forces of evil, swallowing all kinds of Kedusha, all kinds of holy souls, but then being forced to give it back, to return it all. Very special tefillah there. So again, the connection between Shemen, the oil here, which represents the menorah, the makifon, the highest level of seichel, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, and the item of Tikkun HaBris. V'al kein, Kibel David Malchusoi al yidei shehayaroyet son. And this is why the Torah tells us that one of the important things that led up to David HaMelech being chosen to be the king of Klal Yisrael is the fact that he was a shepherd and how he conducted himself. Kama Shekosov, as it says clearly in chapter 75, 78 in Tehillim, Me'achar Olois Hevioi, Hashem brought David HaMelech from behind the sheep, the sheep that were nursing their young, Lirois Be'Yaakov Amoi, to be the shepherd of the Jewish nation. So again, the connection between the sheep, the Olois, the Gemara explains there that when Hashem saw the incredible kindness on the part of David HaMelech, how careful he was to understand the needs of each one of the sheep, the older sheep, the middle-aged sheep, the younger ones, to see to it which ones he put out to feed first and second and third. Hashem saw how carefully and how well David HaMelech was taking care of the sheep. Hashem said, he's the one who's qualified to take care of my sheep, the Jewish people. Ki Malchus David hu Malchus Mashiach. Because the kingdom of David HaMelech is the kingdom of Moshiach, which draws from the shearing of the wool of the sheep, from the makifin, al yidei hamshachas hadas b'hadrogo b'mida, through the ability of the greatest tzaddikim to be able to draw that high-level das in a careful, measured way, bechinas siyog lachochma, knowing how to put a fence around the chochma, knowing when to be silent, what to reveal and what not to reveal. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ukerochel lifnei goizezeho ne'eloma, like a sheep before the wool is shorn from it, silent. Ubishvilze nikra David yoinas elam. And this is why also we find one of the chapters in Tehillim, chapter 56, begins referring to the silent dove, referring to David HaMelech, Kama Shekosuv, Lam Natseach al Yoinas Elem Rechoikim LeDavid Michdom. Ukama Shekosuv, and as it says in another pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, Ne'elamti lo yeftach pi, I was silent. I didn't open my mouth. Ki Iker HaTikin, because the main tikkun is based on the ability of the great tzaddikim to go up to that place of silence, to go up to that place of the keser, above chachma, above the standard levels of chachma. Remember, we mentioned in the past that the vowels in the Hebrew alphabet correspond to the spheros. The vowel for chachma is pasach. Pasach means to open your mouth. The vowel for keser is komatz. Komatz means closed, completely closed. That's silence. Question in the chat. Rav Nosson Zal is saying that makifin atone for sin. How can knowledge, even high-level knowledge, atone for sin? Aren't tshuva and suffering supposed to do that? The answer is that there's two options. There's choice A and choice B. Choice A is suffering and tshuva. Choice B is the ability to go up to the highest place, to this keser, to the highest level light, which can affect a tikkun for everything below it. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Kulhu b'machshava is bariru. Everything can be refined, can be corrected in machshava, because everything starts from machshava. Everything originates from machshava. Therefore, machshava is considered to be the control room of everything, the source of everything. And by tapping into that source, that can replace the suffering and other issues. This is a very important point that's brought in. This is why we say Talmud Torah keneged kulam, why studying Torah is so important, because it's possible through Chachma and Bina and Das, and especially Makifin, to be able to correct everything. Paragraph Ches. V'alkein be'eis shegozas novol tzoinoi v'osa suda. And therefore, it was when this Russia novel was shearing the wool of his sheep and he made a major banquet. Ki oz be'ez giza satsoin dainu she goises in halachos umamshich makifen anal, because it's at that time when the wool is being shorn from the sheep, which we learned before represented the shearing off of halachos, the harvesting of halachos from the Torah Shabbat, from the Torah. And that's a time for drawing makifin. The whiteness of the wool corresponds to these makifin. Oz oile hamalchos lekabel parnosa. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Kutimran, that's a time when the malchus, the Shechina, is able to rise up to receive parnosa on behalf of Klal Yisrael. V'zeichen b'achila la'aras ha'rotzayim. And a person can be zeichah during eating to this incredible high-level light, Teiras ha'rotzayim. Al kein oz sholach David elov, sheyitein loy misudosoy. David HaMelech heard about this major banquet that Novel was making, and David HaMelech sent messengers asking, please share some of your food with us. David HaMelech was running for his life with his army. Shaul HaMelech was still alive, and Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill him. So David HaMelech was, at that time, he was wandering. They needed food. Ki be'emes ikar hasuda shayocho elov le'David HaMelech. Because the truth is that the real meal belongs to David HaMelech. Ki ikar haparnosa al yedei HaMelech. Because the main source of parnasa for the entire country is the king. The Sifrei Kabbalah explained, we say in davening in the morning, Koseach es yodecho umazbia l'chol chai rotzayim. Hashem, open your hands and give satiation, give nourishment, fullness to everyone. The first letters of l'chol chai rotzayim spell the word Rachel, which is one of the nicknames of the Shekhinah, the Malchus. The Malchus is called Rachel. And we know, we've mentioned this in the past, that in the dream, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream where he saw a gigantic tree with branches, etc. And Daniel interpreted the dream and told him, the tree is you, the king. You are the source of nourishment for everything else. Rabbeinu Zalogadan describes how the Malchus rises up to receive from the Yam HaChokhmah, from the Sea of Chokhmah, Sheshom HaMakifin, where those Makifin are, Shehem Bechinas Gizas, which is symbolized by the cutting of the wool from the sheep. Asher alkein ikar malchus David nimshach al yedei gizas hatzoyin shel Yehuda kanal. And this is why the kingdom of David HaMelech was initiated, especially when Yehuda went to shear the wool off his sheep. And that's when Yehuda met Tamar and everything that evolved afterwards. V'alkein sholach David elov, and this is why David HaMelech sent a message to Novel. Va'amartem koilechoi, and say long, you should live long. Ki zeho iker, lirois shetia hagiza bigdusha. The important thing is that a person should see to it when they're cutting the wool off the sheep that it should be done with holiness. Kedei liskois talideze lechayim, in order to be zechet, but through the proper cutting the wool of the sheep, to be zeichet to life, hanemshocha me'amakifin, which comes from those makifin, shenemshocha me'bechinas arichas yomim v'shonim, which comes from atik. Atik is ancient, long life. That term arichas yomim v'shonim, we know that the lower levels are referred to as ze'er anpin, small or short. The higher levels are referred to as orich, long, long life. That concept. Because a person who does not cut the wool off the sheep with holiness by giving the portion to the Kohen, the person does not fulfill that mitzvah, azai eino zeicher levush nigdushanal, then that person is not zeicher to the holy garments, lahalbish ha'or b'hadraga b'mida, to clothe the light with a proper organization, proper limitations and boundaries. Va'ozu chas v'shalom ribuyoer. And then there could be chas v'shalom that problem of too much light, shemishon ikar hamisa kiyadua, which is what causes death. Ki ikar sitra demoisa ukeshe poigmen bada shabuchinas ben v'talmen, because the main power of the malach hamoves, the satan, is when we're poigim in this das of the son and the student. Remember, we said many times that in the beginning of creation, it says in one place that Hashem did creation and it was good, it was toiv. The following day, it says Hashem created and it was very good. And the Medrash says toiv is the Eitzer Toiv, toiv ma'oid is the Malach HaMavis. Very, too much is Chas V'Shalom, the other side. Ki Iker HaChayim Hu Hadas. Because really living is dependent on the intellect of the person. Chochmah is what defines life. A person who is zeicher to pass on their das into their children, into their students, einoy meis. That person never dies. Ki hu chai lo'olam, he continues to live in his children and students. Ki afilu liachar histalkusoi, nishar daito acharav. Even after he passes away, his das continues in the world. Shehu ikar hachayim. That's the real life of the person. V'nishmosoi mislabeshes bozeh hadas, shehichnis bozeh ho'olam bebonav etalmidim. And the soul, part of the soul of that parent or rabbi, it cloaks itself in their students, in the das which they passed on to their students and children. And through this, the person continues to live eternally. As the Gemara says, tzadikim b'misosam kruim chayim. Tzadikim in death are still called living. The Alkinom Rabbi Senezal, David Sheheniach ben Mamalei Mekoimoi, Loinem Rabbi Misa Kim Shiva. And this is why the Gemara points out in Baba Basra that David HaMelech, who was privileged to leave behind a son to replace him, Shloimeh HaMelech, who received all the wisdom and knowledge of David HaMelech, that therefore the Torah does not use the word death by David HaMelech. It says Vayishkav. He lay down with his forefathers. V'zebuchinas, and this is why we say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. David, the king of the Jewish people, lives, continues to live. Ki David Zocho Lohoyer Hadas Beben V'Talmid. David HaMelech was zocher to pass on his das into the son and the student. Ki hoya yoshev b'sheves tachkemoini v'limei Torah Yisrael, because the Torah tells us that Yoshev, David HaMelech was a Rosh Yeshiva. He studied Torah and he taught Torah. V'alkein Zocho la'asik b'binyan Beis HaMikdash. And this is why he was involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He was the one who discovered and purchased the site. V'nikra al shmoi in the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis David. K'mashe kosuv re'ei Beischa David. K'mashe Rabbi Senezal, and as it says in the Medrash, ki hu zocho limtzei mekoyim ha-Beis HaMikdash. He was zocho to discover the site of the Beis HaMikdash. U-Beis HaMikdash hu klolius ben v'talmid. And Rabbeinu Zal shows us there in the Likutei Moran that the Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate das, which is the combination of the das of the son and the student. Shaydeze chayim v'kayomim lo'olam. And it's through that das, that shleimus of das, that a person continues to live eternally. V'alkein David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Avoli shepoigem chas v'shalom b'das hanal, shel ben v'talmid, but a person who chas v'shalom sins regarding this das of the son and student, mishom nimshach sitra demoisa chas v'shalom, That's where the Malach HaMoves draws his energy from. Shehu Hepech HaChaim, which is the opposite of life, the opposite of das. Ki ikar hamisa chasishon hura kishein zeichel hashir hadas dikdu shachrot. Because death, the term death, only applies to a person who wasn't zeichel to pass on some of their das to students, to children. We'll hold it over here for now. Rav Nosson Zal is still going to continue to finish explaining the story of Novel and the story of Avshalom, how unfortunately they sinned terribly regarding what we're speaking about here. Question in the chat: could it be that by willfully accepting suffering of Avodas Hashem, our struggle in serving Hashem, pushing, struggling in Torah and in Tefillah, we can avoid other suffering challenges required in the process of tshuva and kaporos? The answer is most definitely yes. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol hamekabel olav oil Torah, whoever accepts upon themselves the yoke of Torah saves themselves from the oil malchus. They save themselves from any suffering that could be imposed by the king of the sitrachro, all types of negativity, definitely. Our trip to Uman was very special. It was incredibly special, not traveling alone, but traveling with a group of close friends. Baruch Hashem, we had a group of close friends from Ramat Beit Shemesh, some from Yerushalayim, some from America, all part of a chabura, all Breslovers, all connected to Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, to the same, a real chabura. And it made a world of difference in the whole trip, from the beginning to the end. And in Uman itself, there were a few thousand people that came, despite Ukraine, Russia, despite war, despite all the obstacles, came there. Incredible tefillah there, incredible simcha. It's written about, they say about Lag BaOmer in Miron, that it's a combination of Simchas Torah and Yom Kippur. It's the most incredible joy that you'll see anywhere, dancing and singing. And also, you'll see the deepest and most sincere tefillah, people davening on the highest levels 24/7, literally. And that's what we saw, we witnessed in Uman. The Tzion is alive and booming 24/7. And in the outside area, music and dancing and singing, celebrating Rosh Chodesh, celebrating the birth of Rabbeinu Zalman, that celebrating the putting up of the Mishkan, all the things to celebrate. And at the same time, people davening with incredible davening and learning in that area 24/7. Very, very special. And thanks to everybody's tefillahs, Baruch Hashem, we didn't really have any problem from the beginning of the trip to the end of the trip. Thanks by the grace of Hashem. All of our tefillahs there and here and everywhere should be received by Hashem. We should be zeichu. We're speaking about Dovra Melech. We should see the final permanent establishment of the Malchus of Kedusha, the Malchus of Moshiach ben David, and the Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.